Good morning, everyone. Welcome back again to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. I am your host, Sean Baccaccini. We're pretty excited about the show this morning because I've got a guest host, Carlos C. from the AHCC. How are you, brother?
Ooh, that was a lot of letters. I liked that. That was fancy.
That's a lot of C's. Your initials are CC. What's your middle name?
Antonio.
Antonio, CAC from the AHCC.
Wow.
Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce, the Connections Curator. It's always good to have a lot of community support on the air. So Carlos is going to come in and be our co-host this morning. Actually, one of the guests on the show was invited by him a couple of weeks ago. And then our first guest this morning, Justin Tafoya, the owner at Aptitude Fitness. How you doing, sir?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing really well. Before we get too far in the show, we want to let you guys know that Go Local Boom is sponsored by Rocketbox SEO. Launch your business into the fourth dimension with Rocketbox SEO and web design. You can find them online at rocketboxseo.com, on social media and all of those good things, or you can give us a call at 505-453-9595 if your business needs those resources. We also want to thank Cumulus Media and 1050 KTBL for giving us a platform to bring local businesses in here and talk about what they do. So let's get into it. Justin Tafoya, owner, founder, creator, executor at Aptitude Fitness.
Yeah, that's right. I've been in the fitness industry for a few years now, and I finally, you know, just decided to start my own thing, and now it's going on from there.
Good, man. Well, we'll support you in that. Tell us how people can find you and reach out to you if they need a trainer.
So my website's probably the best way right now, www.aptitudefitnessgym.com. And I also train out of Fit Studio, which is located off of Comanche and I-25. It's a pretty easy location. They have a website as well, fitstudioabq.com.
And you were involved in helping to get Fit Studio going, right?
Yeah, I was actually the founder, and now we've got some other people that are in it as well. So I started my own brand, kind of separate myself and just give myself my own, my own recognition.
That's pretty cool.
Swagger.
Yeah.
Swagger.
Yeah. Yeah, that's important. Yeah. Got to have the swag in the community. Set yourself apart.
It's an important piece of what everybody should do in this world, I think.
Yeah. Well, I love entrepreneurial spirit, right? You know, you love something. How did you get into fitness?
I've always kind of been around it. My mom was a personal trainer. So when I was a little kid, she used to drag me to the gym.
Like Jane Fonda style aerobic workout.
The step aerobics and all that stuff. But I remember she'd put me there and I'd have to sit in the front desk. And so I was always around it. And then, my stepdad was a bodybuilder. So I kind of, fell into it with him too. And I actually did some bodybuilding myself. Last year, I actually got my pro card.
Nice.
It was just an experience I wanted to do.
That's a lot of work, man.
Yeah, it is. It was too much work.
Are there a number of hours you have to put in, or what's the requirements for a pro card?
It was pretty much all year. I was in prep. I was training, sometimes twice a day, watching everything I ate, made sure I was eating everything I needed to be eating. And it was really hard. There was, towards the end, I felt like I was in the twilight zone, but
deprive your body of rest and calories and, so many things that the rest of us take for granted when you're training for a show. It's all about water intake and hydration and calorie counts. And it's insane.
It's like tunnel vision. Yeah, and then you got to get that tunnel vision. So there were certain things in my life I had to kind of give up for that year.
All you can think about is food and lifting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on that. I'm glad that you
Thank
did it.
You.
So how many shows did you compete in?
I competed in 5.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a huge commitment.
Yeah, it was over 3 years. I did 5, and I probably won't do it again. It was just too much work, but it was definitely fun. It was an awesome experience. And
it also gives you a much better or different perspective as a trainer when you're working with somebody who maybe wants to train to compete and so on.
Yeah.
Definitely know what it takes. I know a lot of trainers that it's interesting, actually. I'm in the fitness community as well. I do it a lot. I've got a lot of friends that are athletes around me and that have really motivated me and taught me a lot about nutrition and fitness. You know, it's 90% diet and 10% discipline, but that discipline needs to be pretty consistent if you want to see results. But if you do, anybody can. Right?
Yeah.
How best to get there with somebody that's already been there, though?
Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It gives me a good way to kind of, know what they're going through too.
And to my point, a lot of trainers aren't really in that great shape, nope. You know? And it's hard. It's almost like, all right, I'm going to work with this individual and I know that I'm going to be able to give myself permission to not really, you know what I mean? To push it to that next level. Cause they're not really doing it either.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, that's fine. You know, a lot of people, can go and work out and stay, you know, moving and have activity. And that's, you know, that's healthier than not doing any of that at all. But then you get to that next level where, dude, just the warm up in our gym is more than most people do in an hour at Planet Fitness. And I couldn't, when I first started working out, you know, I couldn't even make it through the warm up without feeling exhausted, you know?
Yeah.
And now we do some pretty exciting stuff. So it's great that you got to experience it, you know, for yourself as well as a trainer. So tell us about Coffee and Kettlebells.
So my specialty is kettlebells, Russian kettlebells. I love kettlebell training. You know, I've been doing that for about 2 years. I got 2 certifications in it, and the reason I love it so much is because it changes people when I work with them. And it's from anybody who's never really worked out before in their life to even, you know, like people that are like the weekend warriors, or I've worked with some police and fire department, and it just changes the way they move. It changes the way they feel, and it's an awesome tool. So tell us
how a kettlebell is different than traditional gym equipment.
Well, the kettlebell is it's been around for years. You know, they used to use it way back when. Some of the old strength, you know, those figures like Eugene Sandow and them. That's how they used to train, was with the kettlebell, and it's the way it loads the body is. There's really no other tool that can do it, especially if you got shoulder issues. I've had people come to me and say, I don't know if I can work out, my shoulders bug me. And I say, well, just come try some of this stuff out. And the way that it loads your shoulders and your whole, all your joints, it's a natural movement for the body. Whereas some of those machines, they're not really natural movements for us, you know, and our body was never really meant to move in isolation. Our body moves in patterns. So using the kettlebell allows you to move your body in patterns that are going to be more efficient and are going to transfer to your everyday life.
Yeah, I was really surprised when I learned about kettlebells a few years ago, because there's a huge, it's kind of an explosion in the fitness community. People want to use kettlebells now, right? Around the same time that CrossFit became really popular. They've been using them since the Roman era. You know, the Turks and the Romans and, you know, the Spartans and so on and so forth. When you do the research and you learn, these are movements that your body naturally does really well. And before they had electronic equipment or, you know, treadmills and machines, they had stones.
It's a minimalist approach, man. Yeah, Use what you got. And it puts you in spaces, in different spaces, right? So you don't need all kinds of equipment thrown in a gym now these days. You need your brain and your knowledge of what a kettlebell can do.
Yeah, and just to be able to lift it and swing it and walk around with it. And it's really not as difficult as one would think.
What does it take to train? Like, I've never lifted a kettlebell in my life, not even to see how much one costs. So, like, if I walked in your gym, what does it take to get me rolling?
It kind of depends on, you know, some people can pick it up really quick and some people just need a little bit more time. I explain it as the martial arts of strength training, because it is a skill and you have to develop that skill. And as long as your mind is set on that you're coming in there to work on your skills and not so much as going in there just to get a pump or whatever, you know, it's a different mindset you have to create, but everything else will follow after that. So if your goal is to be, you know, I want to look a certain way, well, if you come in there and you just practice and practice and practice, you're going to get to where you're looking the way you want to look, instead of thinking, oh, I'm going to go hit chest or I'm going to go hit back today. You're just going in there to practice your squat, or I'm practicing this movement and practicing that movement. I had to get myself out of that mindset a long time ago, and it's helped me tremendously since then. So
the foundation of the kettlebell is a swing, essentially. Yeah. And there you're just taking this round weight that has a handle on the top of it. It literally looks kind of like a bell, like an upside down bell, and picking it up and swinging it. And it's like a full body workout. And he was saying, the way that it loads your body, it's not just a pump, or it's not just a jog, or, you know, you're riding on the exercise bike. You're actually picking up weight and moving it around.
Right. Yeah.
And once you get comfortable with that, then you'll advance to a squat or to, I mean, there's so many different.
Yeah, the deadlifts, it's all movements we do every day without even knowing it. If we're, you know, you're cleaning your house, you got to lift your couch, you're going to deadlift the couch. Essentially, you're going to do a hip hinge to pick the couch up and slide it out of the way.
Well, and they say that the most common back injuries and so on come from lifting groceries improperly,
yeah, exactly.
Or lifting the laundry basket, because you're not used to. Most people sitting is the new cancer. Most people sit at work, right?
Yeah.
And then they go home and try to lift the groceries or lift the laundry basket,
yep.
And pull something in their back because their body is not used to moving properly.
So yeah, arguably, exactly. You teach people how to move through life, my
exactly.
friend.
That's yeah. And I like doing that because I feel like I am teaching them, as opposed to just being a drill sergeant or being, you know, I'm teaching them a skill. I'm teaching them something that's going to help them way like long down the road. It's not just short-term satisfaction. It's something that's really going to help impact their life.
All right, tell us about kettlebells and coffee. We got another couple minutes to wrap up.
So yeah, kettlebells and coffee, I do that one Saturday. Usually it's the first Saturday of every month. And I have a couple of vendors that I use, the Brew ABQ. They come out and they support us a lot. And also
Via Miriam Coffee. There's another local mm-hmm. partnership.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm trying to see if I can find some others that'll be interested too. They come out and set up and, you know, we support each other. And I try to, you know, spread the word of the kettlebell to as many people as I can.
That's pretty groovy, man. So tell our listeners one more time how they can find you if they want to come out and check out what you do.
So the best way is my website, www.aptitudefitnessgym.com, and also at fitstudioabq.com.
Awesome.
Are you on social media or any other?
Yeah, I'm on social media. I'm on Aptitude Fitness Gym on Instagram, and then I got my own JTSFG.
What about a phone number?
505-814-8183.
You heard it here first, folks. Aptitude Fitness, working out of Fit Studios at 3455 Princeton on Go Local Boom. One Saturday a month, they do coffee and kettlebells. It's a free opportunity. Go check them out.
Swing a bell, man. Swing a bell.
Swing a bell and drink some coffee. Justin, it was great to meet you.
Yeah,
thank you for what you do for the folks in our community.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We've got a really exciting guest. Wagner Farms, a local farm-to-table, a new operation, new joint coming up. You guys are not going to want to miss this next segment. Check us out after the break on Go Local Boom. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. I told you guys that you wouldn't want to miss this next segment, and I wasn't lying. We are talking to Chantel Wagner and Ashley Wagner, co-directors at Wagner Farm to Table, Field to Plate?
Wagner Field to Plate.
Wagner Field to Plate. Tell us about Wagner Field to Plate.
Basically, our mission is to get local produce into restaurants and to help people move away from processed food. So we're partnering with a bunch of different farmers in the North Valley, and we're just getting our food out there into the community.
That's pretty exciting. How long have you guys been doing that?
Wagner Farms has been around for a long time, and they're separate from us, but we've been farming for 100 years. But Wagner Field to Plate has been moving for like the last 2 months, this whole farming season.
Yeah, our dads are the farmers at Wagner Farms, and the program has evolved. We wanted to get our produce out, and what we started this year is to partner with other farms and create a farm-to-table initiative and really trying to push it through the community and awareness, local, support local farmers, and to help other farmers, other businesses, all the restaurants, breweries, and really promote it.
Oh, this is the ideal Go Local Boom, you know, candidate, right?
It's like the string that weaves everything together.
Exactly.
Man.
So what we do on Go Local Boom is we bring in community groups, nonprofits, farmers, restaurants, any type of business person that originated here in our community. And the reason we do that is because it's so important for us to create opportunities for people to get to know you guys, right? Because typically the small guy or the startup doesn't have as many resources as the Walmarts or the McDonald's of our community, right? And so what we want to do is give you guys the opportunity to do that, tell everybody about what you're doing and get them to be more excited about supporting local as well. So this is perfect. You guys are the ideal candidate. So you said your families have been doing this for a long time. Where did you guys come up with the idea to really push this field to plate movement forward?
Basically, it's been a need that's been in the community for a long time. People have been wanting us to move forward and deliver produce to them. So it was just a natural transition. I moved away for college and I came back. Chantel got some schooling and came back as well. So it was just the perfect timing. And what we also started doing is farm dinners. So not only are we taking our produce into restaurants, but we're bringing the finest chefs and entertainment to our field. So we're going to start hosting farm dinners in like the corn maze and even greenhouses during the winter.
That's pretty exciting. I will definitely be a participant in that. I forgot to mention all of your social media. How can people get a hold of you and find you if they want to follow you and participate in what you do?
WagnerFieldToPlate.com, Facebook, WagnerFieldToPlate, Instagram, WagnerFieldToPlate, FarmersDaughters.tv.
FarmersDaughters.tv. Yes. Tell us about that.
We are the Farmer's Daughters.
tricky. That's smart. I like the marketing. Right. I like the marketing.
Tell us about the .tv. What is that? I've never heard of that.
We want to film all of our, like if we're in the fields picking, all the events, the radio, all these different things that we're involved in and create a following. So just to create an awareness, again, local, support farmers, all the businesses, events, and promote it.
You guys are my heroes.
Right. And we're going to have a YouTube channel. And then, of course, we're going to have all of our press on our website. So, yeah, just building that awareness, bringing it local.
That is super cool. Yeah, the farm to table or the field to plate concept has become more and more popular. You know, it takes a little bit longer in New Mexico for things to, you know, to take off. But I get really excited about it. I wouldn't say that I'm a foodie, but I love food. I love to cook. I love local restaurants because that's where you can find the best product, right? And the best services, because these people are so much more closely, the chef is so much more closely, you know, connected to the customer and their reputation and their reviews that they get and so on. And so most of the places that I go, like the shop, you know, at Monte Vista and the multiple other restaurants, I walk in and talk to the chef. That's the experience that I prefer. The food is always better when the chef is in the house and they really love what they do. Most chefs really like to engage their clientele and the people that come and sometimes you get the secret ingredient or the secret dishes that, you know, that nobody else knows about because you're a regular. So those are the kind of experiences that I really prefer. So I love what you guys are doing because you're supporting them in being able to do what they do really well by giving them the best ingredients possible.
Who are they, by the way? Like, what are some of the folks or who are some of the folks, organizations, restaurants that are working with you currently? So we get an idea of who you'd like to work with that you're not working with.
Right. So some of the places that are serving fresh local stuff and supporting local farmers are Zinc, Savoy, Seasons,
Star Brothers Brewing, Pizzeria Luca,
Standard Diner, Freight House, Cervantes,
Benny's.
Some of my favorites.
Yeah, good. That's a good list.
That's a lot of locations as well. So you guys must have a pretty significant operation.
Yeah, and then not only are we getting our stuff into the restaurants, breweries, they're using our produce, local farmers, to brew beer, local breweries like La Cumbre, Chama River Brewing Company. We have a pumpkin beer that's going to be released September 30th. There's going to be a party there.
That's exciting.
7, yes.
And so I assume that it's not just Wagner Farms. You've got to collaborate with other farmers to be able to provide all of these vendors with the ingredients they need.
Well, and that's exactly what happened. We're actually a completely separate entity from Wagner Farms now because after speaking to all these different chefs and restaurant owners, we pretty much learned that we need to be consistent and offer a wider selection of products. And the only way we can do that is to bring in more farmers. Mm-hmm. So we've just created a completely separate business so that we would be able to do that.
This is super exciting as well because each of those farmers and each of the restaurants that, you know, are involved can promote this local movement, right? This collaboration, if you will. It's pretty important to have, you know, when it's just two voices, no matter how much social media, you know, or copy you film, you know what I mean? If people don't know about it, then they can't really participate. But the more people start talking about it, the more people hashtag, the more people post, you know, then the more popular it could become. So this is exciting.
It's a niche and kind of an interesting little thing here that I'm witnessing. It's like in entrepreneurial agriculture, you know, so it's like these two things that seemingly wouldn't go together, that fit together very well in the Southwest.
That absolutely go together. And then, of course,
in a niche market, man.
Yeah, I'm sure that you are pretty intrigued, too, by the fact that Carlos supports local artists in a big way. And farmers and chefs are artisans in a way themselves as well. So this is going to fit right into...
We've talked. Yeah. There's going to be some farm parties, man.
Absolutely.
That's exciting,
Keep your eyes open and your ears open.
This guy can plan some events. So, okay. What else do you have going on? So we touched a little bit. Tell us about the dinners this winter at the farm.
We have one scheduled October 13th. We're actually going to Santa Fe. We're going to be at Meow Wolf, and we're doing partnering with them to do a nonprofit for their Chimera Foundation. And what the challenge with that, it's going to be indoors, and so we have to transform that to a farm. So that's exciting, and bring all of our local produce, and the chef used all of that on the menu.
And so how do people just find out about it on the website, or how are you promoting it?
Yeah, and our website, and also on Meow Wolf.
Oh, nice. That'll spread it. Yeah. Right.
And they're currently selling tickets, and we highly encourage people to go out and buy them because it's for a really great cause, supporting the arts.
Okay, great. And then say people can't make it to Santa Fe for that one, and that one is in October, did you say?
October 13th at Meow Wolf.
October 13th at Meow Wolf. What other events are coming up after that in the winter?
We're going to be having farm dinners in October. The most upcoming event we're having this Sunday at the Corn Maze Wagner Farmland Experience. And my dad, Jimmy Wagner, that's his business. And we have hay rides, pony rides, the Corn Maze.
What?
And we'll have music, food, and it'll be a really good. It's the opening party. The Corn Maze is every day until the end of October. However, this day we're just gonna have like a special opening day.
So the only Corn Maze I can think of is the one on Montaño, right? And so is this a different one?
Yeah, we've been around for 10 years, and
so where is that located?
It's a little bit north of the farm market. It's 6445 Corrales Road. It's on the left-hand side.
Oh, it's right by my house.
It's a great location. It's beautiful, very scenic. The mountains are right there, and all the families love going every single year.
The great thing about Corrales Road when there's events in that community is that the speed limit is so slow that you have to drive slowly enough to enjoy the sights.
Yeah, like you out of your car.
Unless you're just an absolute road rager and you can't stand driving 20 miles an hour, you really get to enjoy the village of Corrales. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Puts you in the right mindset to come and have a night at the farm.
Absolutely.
And so how frequently will you guys be doing those? Once the Corn Maze has passed, you're going to try to do one monthly or more frequently than that?
Well, right now we're just hosting the grand party for the opening. And then we have events coming up pretty much every week, but that's the only one we have scheduled for the Corn Maze.
That's pretty groovy. I'm going to have to come and check that out. Absolutely. I've never done a hayride. Have you ever done a hayride?
No, I have not. I have not. So I have another question about just farms that want to be involved. Are you currently soliciting the participation of other farms?
Yes, definitely. We want to work with as many farms as we can that have the same values, natural, organic, local, and so that we can create consistency and offer a wider selection. We want to hopefully partner with greenhouses so that we can offer year-round, since our farm is local seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
And then a question here too is there any like this perfect, like quintessential, gotta have it item that never stays in stock? Like no matter how many farms you add, is there something out here that New Mexicans and Albuquerque folks and Corrales folks just have to have that you can't supply now?
That's a great question.
Yeah. I wonder.
What's the most popular ingredient or item that people would produce from the farms?
Well, we're famous for our green chili, but I don't see us running out.
We have lots of that.
Nice.
Yeah, tomatoes are really popular, and it's a short season, so those, I would say, they're hard to come by.
Peaches.
That's why greenhouses would be so important for your team, right? Yeah, okay. All right, so what else do you guys have? I think I always like to ask if you support local community groups. You said that you're supporting Meow Wolf's Foundation. What was the name of their foundation?
Tamara.
And what does that do?
They have it set up where anyone, anytime can go in and create free art. And all the families.
Oh, that's groovy.
It's, you know, any income.
And then tell us about ARCA Organics and Corrales.
Yeah, we're really excited that we got to partner with them this year. So ARCA, what they do is they train people with developmental disabilities to farm, sell, any type of the farming business. They train them in jobs. And so what we do is we put them on our weekly harvest list. So we're selling their berries, their wheatgrass, anything they have to offer. And so we're super excited that we can help bring some income to them and bring some awareness about their great cause.
That's awesome. Very exciting. Yeah. I know that ARCA has been around in the community for a long time, and they're one of the nonprofits in our community that stays very active and engages families in a really big way. And this is a great opportunity where they not only, you know, you get to sell the products that they grow, but you also get to work with the individuals who, you know, need something to do, and you can put them to work. That sounds like an awesome partnership to me. You guys, I really like what you're doing. Every time we have the show, you know, I meet somebody new or some new business that I really want to get a chance to participate with. It's almost
that's your little game you're playing, isn't it?
It is. How many new things can I do in the community
this
year?
This is really all about.
No, you caught me.
The jig is up.
You
the jig is up,
me.
Folks. Hey, question. So if I just want to buy some tomatoes, like can I visit Wagner Farms as an individual and purchase produce from your farm?
Yeah, absolutely. The market is open 7 days a week right now, and we also do the growers markets downtown Santa Fe and the Corrales markets. But again, Wagner Fields of Plate is a separate entity from Wagner Farms, but they would be happy to have your business.
Gotcha.
That's pretty exciting, guys. Okay, tell us one more time all the ways that our listeners can get a hold of you if they want to get involved.
Our social media, Facebook, Wagner Fields of Plate, Instagram, Wagner Field to Plate, WagnerFieldToPlate.com, FarmersDaughters.tv.
And I got a couple of phone numbers here. Should we use those as well? All right. So, Chantel, are you the 919 area code?
That's me.
Ashley is 919-904-8043. Chantel, 505-720-3800. Call them up. Check them out on social media. Ask some questions. Get involved. This is one of the more exciting things that I've found out about recently. And you can't keep me away from good food.
I'm going to go take a hay bale ride now.
I'm going to take some allergy medication. coming up on Go Local Boom, Carlos is going to be telling us about the cool things that the Chamber has going on. You're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We'll be right back. It smells like Teen Spirit on Go Local Boom in the booth this morning, doesn't it, Carlos?
Yes, it does.
Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We are rocking out, apparently, and we're also talking to local businesses and community groups. Carlos Contreras.
Yes, sir.
I pronounced it right.
You did. You got it.
I'm working on my accent. I've lived here all my life. You'd think that I could roll my R's.
Hey, it's never too late. You're good, brother. You're getting there. I like it.
So in any case, Connections Curator at the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce, the AHCC, one of my favorite community groups and partners.
Mine too, because they pay my bills.
Well, even before that, you were doing some things in the community that really caught their attention and wanted them to get you on the team. So, congratulations to you, sir, and thank you for your support this morning. Our co-host, my usual co-host, Vince Trujillo from Go Local Boom, is traveling. He's in Hawaii.
Hey, I can't feel bad about that,
He's living the life of a small business owner and entrepreneur, and he likes to travel.
Hey, I need to become one of those because I like to travel too.
I'm working on it myself. So while he's gone, we're here talking about what's going on in the community. What do you guys got going on over at the Chamber this week?
Man, we got a whole lot going on. So I'm playing with my smartphone because I'm pulling it up. It's so much I can't even fit it in my brain.
All right.
We have the 26th. Do you like to golf?
I do not golf very well, but you know what I do?
What do you do?
Typically, if I'm participating in a golf tournament or a golf event, it's for a fundraiser for a nonprofit. So what I do is I like to get in a cart and drive around with booze and raffle tickets. Get people drunk so that they'll donate more money.
That's basically my job on the 26th, because I'm the same way. I've only ever stepped foot on a driving range course. That's not even a course, but the premises of a driving range. In any event, the 26th of September, to benefit education in New Mexico, believe it or not, the Hispano Chamber's holding a golf tournament.
I believe it. The Hispano Chamber supports some great causes.
Absolutely. And that's one of our four key causes we support is Education New Mexico. So a bunch of people are going to tee off to the tune of tens of thousands of dollars being raised for scholarship money to give away.
What course are you guys using?
Canyon Club. So Canyon Club up in Four Hills. So that's it's a country club. It's closed on Mondays, and we're gonna take over Canyon Club.
I didn't realize that the Four Hills golf course was called Canyon Club.
That I believe that's a new change. So it's been maybe a couple of years. I don't want to misspeak. I mean, there's some
like I said, I'm not a golf
being
guy.
Done out there, but yeah, it changed hands a while back, and so now
that's pretty cool. So the Canyon Club at Four Hills is going to support a tournament for the chamber. Tell me the date again.
The 26th. So that's a Monday, and it's an 8:30 a.m. shotgun start.
And they can register online at the chamber website, right?
Yep. Or you can give us a call, and you know, worst comes to worst, you show up Monday morning, I'm going to take your money.
We're going to put you on the course.
Yes, sir. Just get there early.
That's a nice course too.
It's a beautiful course, and I think it's going to be
a great area. Yeah. Little hidden gem. Most people don't realize that way back in the Northeast Heights is a pretty awesome golf course that's been there for quite some time.
Well, I'll tell you what, and then you're going to have a good time. Premier Distributing's involved, so we've got some friends on the Imbibe side, and Imbibe actually is involved as well. We've got a number of our key members just really turning out and making it a fun time for the folks that continue to play in these golf tournaments.
That's pretty cool, man. What else do you guys have going on?
So we have, we're big on networking, man. It's one of those cities where I think the more you're out and about and the more hands you shake, you realize how closely connected you are to that person you always wanted to meet. And so we try to create those opportunities for people. The 28th, which is a Wednesday at 5:30, Passion Latin Fusion. It's right here on Lomas.
What?
It's a little Latin fusion restaurant. We're gonna take that place over and put a bunch of bodies in it and mix and mingle and have some finger foods and some drinks and
it's pretty cool.
Talk business.
What time is that?
That's at 5:30 to 7. It's called Biz Gratis. It's a series we do.
You guys do a Biz Gratis every month.
We host it somewhere different every month, and so Passion is our host this month. But it's open to the public. So if you're not a chamber member, but you want to see what the chamber does, you want to come meet members and kind of basically get live one-on-one testimonials about what we can do for you and your business, that's a good place to be.
That's pretty groovy, man. Yeah. And so that can't be the only networking event that you guys have going on this
month. Absolutely not, sir. The 29th, we're going to follow that up the day after, actually. And we do a collaborative effort with 770 KKOB and some other folks in town. It's called Net at 5, and we're going to Buca de Beppo.
Oh, well, that one. That's a Cumulus sponsored event.
Sir.
So
yes,
we're in the Cumulus booth right now, 1050 KTBL, 770, The Sports Animal, Magic 99.5. There's so many stations in this building that are Cumulus stations, but the Net at 5 is what is that, a quarterly event, right?
It is a quarterly event, so that one comes good call. That one comes around every 3 months, so you do want to get to that one.
That's one that you can't, you know, that you don't want to miss. The Biz Gratis happens monthly, and some of the same people go to that one,
sure.
But the Net at 5 is a little bit grander than that.
It's one to be planned for sure. It's something that we love the collaborative effort on, and it gets a big reach, and we generally get a large turnout. So.
Yeah, so many people involved in this radio station. They've got the largest number of stations in the market, and all of their advertisers want to be involved, but also all of the chamber members who may not interact with those people on a regular basis, they get over there too. So they've always got good food.
Yeah, man.
What's the location this time?
That one's at Buca de Beppo.
So Buca's going to be doing the food.
They're going to have some wines too. So New Mexico wine tasting is going to happen.
Oh, cool.
Bar there, you know, and then some tasty vittles. Moving right along, because we got a long list of them here, we have our Hispanic Heritage Luncheon.
What's that?
So it's Hispanic Heritage Month from September 15th to October 15th, for those of you that don't know.
I did not know.
Yeah, so that happens every year, actually, and we actually play host to the Hispanic Heritage Committee at the Chamber, so it's folks from all over the state, all over the city, all over the county, different entities, organizations that all want to lend to programming for those 30 days around the state, city, and county. Mm-hmm. And so we put a bunch of things together. One of those things that we organize in partnership with the committee, and then as the chamber itself, is our Hispanic Heritage Luncheon. We host a keynote speaker. We eat some good food. We talk about the things that are good about New Mexico, where New Mexico's been, where we're at, and where we're headed, all through the positive light of what we can continue to do in the Hispanic community to make it a great place to live. And our keynote speaker for that day is Steve Maestas. So if you've ever been around town and you see those signs that say, got space...
That guy guy from Maestas and Ward?
Yeah.
That is the Maestas?
Yeah.
Maestas and Ward?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it makes sense that he would be involved in this.
He's our keynote for that event. Yeah, so we invite you to come hear what Mr. Maestas has to say. You can get tickets for that on our website. That one's not free. That one's got a little bit of a price to it. But again, you're when you pay into the chamber and what the chamber does, it goes back out to education, mm-hmm. workforce training, small business advocacy.
Well, it's worth it. You guys wouldn't be charging an admission fee if there wasn't an overhead to plan the event and if it didn't go to a good cause. So it's certainly a worthy investment.
No doubt. Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, and we got some other things. I mean, if we're moving on down the line and we're getting into November, we have some stuff planned with the film presence and the film office. Actually, Ann Lerner is going to be a special guest at one of our...
Is that Bernalillo County?
You know what? I think she's city.
Okay.
She's city, yeah.
City of Albuquerque film
office. Yeah, she's the director of the film office for the city of Albuquerque. Ann Lerner, if I got it wrong, you can slap my hand the next time you see me. But November 8th at Canvas Artistry, she's gonna be with us. She's not necessarily speaking. She's gonna be in the building to have a table conversation. So
tell me about Canvas Artistry.
You know what? It's one of the coolest places in town. I'll just say that because it's a restaurant, it's a bar,
what?
It's an art gallery.
Where is this located?
It's at Central and. And let me think about this. Dartmouth, basically.
So are there always artists and art-themed things going on when I go there to eat? Or is it a restaurant sometimes and a forum for art other times?
Yes and yes. Let's just say that, too. Yeah, sometimes if you're there Friday, Saturday night, you're going to get a DJ. You might get a live band. There's probably a live artist. You're there during the week for lunch or dinner, and you're probably just going to get to see the art on the walls. But it's a beautiful space. Shout out to the guys running that space, Jesus and the like. They just have a big reach in the community, big heart for what's going on. We're going to bring them business on a day they don't normally have a huge lunch rush, right? And we're going to try and put quite a few folks in their spot. So if you're interested in film in New Mexico, whether you're an actor, you're an actress, you're an extra, you're somebody that works on sets, you have an interest in getting involved.
Yeah.
You want to provide food service for the sets and things like that. Ann said she would come with some direction to resources for anyone who wants to engage
well,
with the film community.
It is it's a community within our community, the film industry. You know, CNM and UNM have created courses for people to become grips and professionals in that industry because New Mexico has created such, you know, exciting and attractive tax incentives for the film industry that they do a lot of filming here. There's a lot of production and stuff that goes on here. So it makes sense that the Hispano Chamber would be involved in collaborating and connecting, you know, people who are interested in those resources.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the Chamber just, from my limited experience, but from my outside looking in and now being part of them, we're just aiming to do things that keep good things in New Mexico, right? So anything yeah. that's a sustainable, a sustainable piece of our economy and economic development, anything that we can keep here that creates jobs and keeps people living a more comfortable and beautiful life in this city and state of ours.
How excited are we about the Facebook data center?
Oh man, that's huge!
Pretty cool, right?
Huge, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Going to create a couple of jobs.
Yeah, just a few.
Yeah.
You know, maybe somebody will like their page. I don't know.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I'm sure I'm excited about that. Not necessarily because, you know, that Facebook is going to be here or that I'm so huge on social media, but just at the number of resources and jobs it's going to create to build the facility and then staff the facility once it's up and running. You know, Intel is not hiring. As a matter of fact, they're in layoff. Honeywell is the same way. Right. So it's good that there's going to be a data center there that's going to create some jobs and some sustainability in our economy.
Yeah, man, those players coming to town make it to where, like, you know, we talk about big business and small business, and I think we really have to look at them and how they work together and not be afraid of it. So it's an exciting thing.
Yeah, you know, at Go Local Boom, we always focus on doing business with locals first and so on. But again, in terms of sustainability, there are important resources that our community needs. You know, I could never create 1,000 jobs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, we the Chamber believes very heavily in that in the sense that our book of business is small to large or large to small, you know. So we host a thing called the Small Business Committee where folks actually that own small businesses that provide soft services to larger businesses meet with that kind of business once a month. So may it be Sandia National Labs or an entity like an Intel or something like that comes in and says, here's who we are, here's what we do, here are the services we need outside of ourselves that small businesses could provide to us mm-hmm. if you are in fact a vendor. So it's a way to get engaged and it's a way to continue to do good business.
Yeah, I love it. When I got into, I never worked an honest day in my life before 23. I've always had other things going on and more interested in focusing on things other than working for somebody. But when I got into the professional workforce at about 23, I had to learn how to tie a tie, and I had to learn how to access community resources. And the Hispano Chamber was an integral part of my growth and development. And it hasn't been very long, about 10 years now, that I've really been engaged in these resources and building. And I realized that I think most people don't understand how much opportunity there is right in our own backyard, you know, to be involved in so many things to increase their business and, you know, and their family's potential to be able to earn or grow.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time to be in Albuquerque. I think we're really opening the doors to the possibility of what entrepreneurial livelihood looks like, what sustainability looks like for small businesses and solo person businesses. And so we're keeping our eyes open and our minds open here in Albuquerque these days.
So tell our listeners, if they're not involved with the chamber, how they can get involved.
I would say like our Facebook page, so ABQ Hispano Chamber Facebook page, ahcnm.org is our website. Come to one of our events, but our Facebook page stays really active these days with events.
So
engage, come out to an event, shake a hand.
Yeah, we utilize the page in the group because it gets so much more reach. Some people, they may not follow my page and what I've got going on, but when I put it on your page, it gets much more engagement, because that's the whole purpose. Is again, the Go Local Boom is a connection point for local businesses and consumers. So is the Hispano Chamber.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So thanks, man. We're really excited to have you on. Appreciate you filling in for Vince.
Anytime.
How's your baby doing?
Oh, man, she's getting big. It's day 208.
208 days old.
208 days old.
That's pretty exciting, man. Carlos Contreras from the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce. We appreciate him being in here. We're going to do a wrap-up when we come back from the break. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us on Go Local Boom. You're listening to 1050 KTBL. We are back for the wrap-up on 1050 KTBL. You are listening to Go Local Boom, and we sincerely appreciate you doing so.
That's right.
All right, Carlos.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk a little bit about the guests that we had on the show this morning.
They were fun, man. That was a good time.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, two different ends. Well, no. You know what? They were two very related ends. It was health and healthy eating.
Yeah, health and healthy eating, you're absolutely right. Some people don't realize how important healthy eating is. I had a coach tell me once that fitness is 90% nutrition. If you want to be healthy, you want to lose weight, you want to stay in good shape, you got to eat healthy, you know, because most people, or at least our society, I don't know, what was it, about 30 years ago or so, became TV dinner. Before, you know, people were at home cooking home-cooked meals using ingredients from the farm. They weren't as mass-produced, and they weren't, you know, as processed in boxes. Mm-hmm. And then this convenient lifestyle came about, and advertising and marketing and television and radio became all about convincing people that they need products that maybe they don't really need.
Yeah.
And in the process, we began eating macaroni and cheese and TV dinners and, you know, frozen burger patties and so many different kinds of things that maybe aren't as good for you. Right?
You know, they say that if you can't get it on the outskirts of the supermarket, like if you walk into a supermarket and you really look at how it's laid out, right, you have all your meats and dairies and produce, that's all on like the fringe. Everything in the middle, like they say, if you just don't shop the middle.
I have never heard that, but you're absolutely right.
Yeah,
when I go to the grocery store, if I go up one of the middle aisles, it's for non-perishables.
Yeah, exactly.
I got to get the toilet paper, got to get the paper towels, maybe some laundry detergent. But you're absolutely right. I actually write my grocery list in that way, because I know produce is over here, the fish and the meat are back here, and the dairy is over there. And I just make one big loop around the store. And maybe one out of every three or four times I go, I got
to
go up that middle aisle to get the non-perishable.
Don't shop the middle, they say, man.
I never thought about that. I'm going to start using that, my good man.
Yeah.
So anyway, Justin Tafoya was in here. He's the founder of a local gym, but also now is branching out and doing his own brand separate from the local gym. So Aptitude Fitness at 3455 Princeton is located in the Fit Studio. You can find him on social media at Aptitude Fitness, and aptitudefitnessgym.com is his email. So dude does a pretty cool event once a month called Coffee and Kettlebells. Well, he invites everybody from the community. It's sponsored by The Brew, which is Via Miriam brand, right? Via Miriam is a local roaster. These brothers have a farm. It's a Colombian farm.
Yeah, they have Colombian coffee beans.
Yeah, it's their beans.
Their farm. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
So they grow their beans in Colombia. They ship them here. They get them roasted at their warehouse. And then they've got The Brew, which is their coffee shop, but they've got a couple of other local brands. Did you know that Keith Jardine, retired UFC fighter, started this brand called Caveman Coffee. Yep. And now it's one of the more popular brands throughout the MMA community. Joe Rogan actually promotes it on his international, the most streamed podcast in the world right now.
That's cool. Keith is a nice guy, man. I used to work at Flying Star, and you think about these MMA guys, and not everybody's like this big, giant personality and crazy, scary guy, right? He was like so soft-spoken.
One of the biggest people that you'll ever meet.
He's giant.
Yeah, he's a huge guy. But you know what? The first time I ever met Keith was at Denny's by the University, and I just walked up to him. I was like, hey, dude, you're Keith Jardine, right? He's like, yeah. I was like, yeah, we want to have some waffles, dude. I'm about to eat breakfast. The nicest guy you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
I've met George St. Pierre, just a bunch of these UFC guys. I run into them at like Denny's or Village Inn, right?
Well, because they have to eat like five things. That's probably why. Like Denny's and Village Inn, it's like one of those places where you can take a family and eat for like $20.
Yeah.
So they
multiple times throughout the day, they're always eating.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're traveling and so on. So in any case, Keith is a super nice guy. So our second guest, like you said, we were talking about health and wellness through fitness. And now we're talking about healthy eating and Wagner Field de Plate. At first I thought they were sisters. Now they're cousins, right?
Chantel, I have no Ashley, idea. I'm still confused.
They have the same last name.
Yes.
The Wagner Girls.
The Wagner Girls.
FarmersDaughters.tv.
.tv. They're going to get in trouble with that. I just don't even know where to go with that one.
FarmersOnly.com. That reminds me of Paris Hilton and what was the other girl that she did the show?
Oh, Nicole Richie.
Yeah. Nicole Richie and Paris Hilton did their show. But anyway, Ashley and Chantel were super cool.
Amazing. Yeah, that's a great idea. I mean, it's one of those things where you're thinking not outside of, but you're thinking about maximizing the capabilities of a business that has a function, right? And so farms have a very fundamental function, form and function, and they're
so
thinking,
necessary.
How do we bang this out? Like, how do we make it make more sense? And that's the light bulb that went on, man.
Yeah, and farm to table is something that's become pretty popular now that more people are concerned with healthy eating and becoming, you know, food cultivists, right? They really want to have a good experience. So to be able to go out to the farm and sit at a table and see right where the food came from, you know, to hit your plate, pretty cool concept. So they're doing that out in Corrales now.
Yeah, I just like the way it speaks to New Mexico entrepreneurs, right? Like, we get in this conversation about entrepreneurs and millennials, which those two young ladies are as well, although I hate both of those words, full disclosure. the reality is that we're showing, that they're showing by way of what they're doing with Wagner Field de Plate, something that can only be done by entrepreneurs and millennials in New Mexico because of what they're growing and how they're doing it.
The quintessential Go Local Boom candidates. We're
That's
really
right.
happy to have them on. Check all of our guests out at GoLocalBoom.com, Local Connection Point. It's an online business directory where businesses and consumers go to find one another. Folks, you're listening to 1050 KTBL. Our show is called Go Local Boom, and we sincerely appreciate your support. We want to thank RocketBoxSEO.com for sponsoring the show. You want to get some good website design and some SEO done for your business, check out RocketBoxSEO.com. We'll see you guys next week, Saturday morning, every Saturday morning on 1050 KTBL. You're listening to Go Local Boom. Thank you, Carlos. Have a great weekend.
Sure. Anytime, sir. You too.